Montana is probably best known for its cowboys and cattle, an image that dates back to the late 1800s when Texas longhorns were herded north across the Great Plains. Montana has not generally been known for having anything to do with circuses. Until February, when Floyd Creaky Creekmore was recognized by the Guinness Book of World Records as the world's oldest performing clown. The 95-year-old Montana native has spent much of his working life on ranches, a common occupation in the state, but Creekmore's real love since childhood has been making people laugh.
I was always that way. I guess the teachers always told me I was anyway. The Barnum and Bailey circus come through Great Falls, and most of the kids would go up to the circus grounds, and they could get little jobs, and they'd work for a ticket to get into the circus.
But little 12-year-old Floyd Creekmore had bigger plans.
I went and found the clowns, and I got a lot of pointers from the clowns, and they found out that I had an inclination to be a clown, and so they really worked with me. And that's how I got really started, was getting in there.
Floyd worked on his clowning skills through his teens and into his adult years, but he also moved on with his life, raising a family, running his own ranch, and eventually becoming a carpenter. Through it all, the desire to be a clown never left him.
It was always in my mind. I would have run away with the circus, I think, if I hadn't got a chance.
Set a ring, the world-famous Shrine Circus!
That chance came when Floyd retired in 1981 and joined the Shriners International Group, a fraternity best known for its work helping children with medical needs and its touring circus, which raises money for that purpose. Membership gave Floyd, now Creaky the Clown, the opportunity to tour the Pacific Northwest and Canada with the Shrine Circus.
May all your days be circus days!
Creaky is not Montana's only claim to circus fame. The state also drew the Ringling Brothers, founders of one of the country's longest-running circuses, the self-styled Greatest Show on Earth.
Good morning.
In fact, the very small community of Ringling, Montana, population 12, was named for one of the brothers. Lifelong area resident Chuck Lucas explains.
It was around 1914, 15, and originally they were going to set up their winter camp here in Ringling. But the local people told them that the elephants and giraffes wouldn't stand it here in Ringling.
Lucas says the brothers gave up the idea for winter quarters in Montana's frigid climes, but they did buy 40,000 hectares in the area, built a railroad, and raised dairy cattle there for years. The story that the town actually hosted the circus animals each winter remains, but Lucas insists that's just a myth. Not so the world's oldest clown.
Now what I'm going to do, you see this sack is empty, and I'm going to put these handkerchiefs in the sack, and they might come out different colors.
Now, wearing his signature white smiley face, orange hair, enormous shoes, and big red nose, Creaky the Clown has been making people laugh for 30 years. With his 96th birthday approaching, he's slowed down a bit, but Creaky still performs when there's a circus nearby. If there isn't one, he's glad to put on a show in his living room.
Jerry, can you get it? You got it. So that's the end of that show.
For as much as Floyd Creekmore loves to clown, he says there's more to it than just being silly.
Clowning is an art. You go out there to make people laugh and entertain. You're an entertainer. That's what you are, really.
Each time Floyd Creekmore begins putting on his makeup, he transforms into Creaky the Clown, artist of laughter. He says he's happy to be in the Guinness record book, but he's happiest that he's still able to clown, something he doesn't plan to stop doing anytime soon.
And that's my show.
Oh, that's
for VOA News, I'm Jim Kent in Billings, Montana.